Diary of a Piglin, Book 12, The Dragon's Treasure. Written by Mark Mully. Narrated by David Vandermolen. Disclaimer. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents are either the products of the author's imagination or are used in fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. This unofficial Minecraft book is not authorized, endorsed, or sponsored by Microsoft Corporation, Mojang AB, Notch Development AB, or any other person or entity owning or controlling the rights of the Minecraft name, trademark, or copyrights. All characters, names, places, and other aspects of the game described herein are trademarked and owned by their respective owners. Minecraft, registered, trademarked, and copyright 2009 through 2016, Mojang/Notch. Day 1. Writing a diary about my life turned out to be one of my greatest ideas, as I have a record of all the amazing adventures I've been on. Looking back now and analyzing everything I did, I realized how fortunate I am. Fortunate for having my best friends by my side, winning so many battles, overcoming many challenges, and rescuing and saving others from peril. I am always so thankful for these experiences. However, I can't say I am actively looking for new battles to fight. If anything, I would love to uphold law and order for as long as possible. The good piglins of Crimson City have been through too much lately. The piglins have been terrorized by a powerful and influential bastion who controlled the city's trades and kept prisoners illegally, a strange cult who aimed to take down the piglin and human civilization, and the crazy dragon who kidnapped piglins. I guess the piglins have had enough. The nether dragons have finally found peace under their new leader, Crop. The threat has been eliminated, and Detort won't cause them any trouble. Crop is now focusing entirely on training the newborn dragons, recruits, as he likes to call them, to become strong and responsible adult nether dragons. Nevertheless, we cannot forget one of the most important details about the nether dragons. Devart is still in the end. We haven't paid him a visit in a while, mostly because of the chaos caused by Detort and his minion, Howard Piggleborn. I understand Howard had to work against his own will, but still, he did cooperate with the dragon in those wrongdoings. It's all in the past now, or as the humans like to say, it's all water under the bridge. Howard has been pardoned after assisting us with our investigation, which led us to the capture of Detort. Howard also gave us a letter with a treasure map inside as a thank you. I haven't been able to figure out the map. It has a strange image and an undecipherable code below it. Peter and I haven't found an answer, so we have decided to put the map aside for now. Helping Devart is more important than finding treasure of any kind. I wonder if Crop managed to find a good replacement for Devart. It's still unknown whether he has a dragon ready to take over the end or not. I guess we will have to go pay him a visit and figure it out by ourselves. Day 2. It's a new day and a new shift at work. As usual, I woke up early in the morning and had my breakfast. Pork chop cereal is by far my favorite in the mornings, and I poured some good pork milk in the bowl to have with my cereal. I went outside and grabbed the newspaper from my doorstep. I subscribed to Joey and Mickey's newspaper, and now they send me a copy every morning, delivered straight to my apartment. How convenient! I took the newspaper inside and sat down to have my cereal. I ate it while reading the latest news. Interesting. There is a new pork chop jelly store downtown. It's opening up next week. Nice! I should tell everyone at the station about it, I thought, as I skimmed through the newspaper and ate my cereal. Once I finished eating, I put on my uniform and headed out. It was 6:40 a.m., and my shift...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?